And it's a Shag Bag Show.
Are we up? Hello?
Hello.
Test, check. Check, one, two. Are we on? Are we on the air?
Marona mio. Unbelievable. Shag Bag Show for Saturday morning, the 11th of March now. Thanks for joining us, Shag Baggers. Are you still there? I hope you're still there. I know. You guys are loyal. Beyond a fault. So, thanks for joining us, staying with us this morning. A little snafu back there at the Redidio station, but, you know, every now and then, a little something can happen. You know, it's live radio, so what are you going to do? Every now and then, been on the air 15 years, and it's only happened where we have a little glitch, I don't know, a handful of times, right?
Two or three times
in 15 years. Pretty good record, so.
I would say so.
We're okay with that. Good morning to our Two Begins fans this morning, my lovely wife Terry and Puff the Wonder Dog.
And good morning, Terry. Good morning, Puff, and how are they, Dave?
They're groovy, baby.
Wow.
Hey, we got the Shag Bag Show rolling on our 15th year, broadcasting live from the end of the bar at the Del Monte Golf Course in beautiful Monterey by the Bay. That's coming up next month. And by the way, we do the show coast to coast.
From Monterey to Santa Cruz, and we stream live around the world.
That's right, Tammy.
And a good morning, Dave. How are
you? What's happening, Home Slice?
I thought maybe we needed a technician.
I know, huh?
I was going to come to the rescue.
We do have one. Mark.
I know.
Mark, the shark.
He's the shark.
He is back.
I thought I would jump in there and really screw it up. Grab the wires and pull them. You never know what happens.
That's right. So, big show on tap for us this morning. A lot of great guests right here on the Shag Bag Show, all brought to you by the Pebble Beach Company. Check out lodging, dining, and golf specials online. That's pebblebeach.com. Also, the Del Monte Golf Course, of course. Got to say our special hello to everyone here at Del Monte. You're listening to the shop next door. Of course, here in the grill. And we'll have Eric, who I just saw pass by a little while ago, on the show to talk about the membership, the Duke's Club membership, and availability. Is anything available out there?
I think so today.
You know what? No, they don't. They have a tournament. They have a U.S. Kids tournament out here today. So he'll be talking to us about that to find out when the course will be available. Also, thanks to the Sandbar and Grill, Craig Ling is back in town and then just left again.
Oh, where'd he go this time?
He had to go up to Northern California or something like that for some. It wasn't a golf thing. It was some personal reason. So, anyway, and then he'll be back, and then
maybe we can play.
And then he'll leave again.
Maybe.
That's what I told him. I said maybe. He said actually. He said put him down for next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully we can get him for that one.
Naturally,
the Sandbar and Grill under Wharf 2 for Sammy's Sandabs. He loves those Sandabs.
They should put that on the menu. Sammy's Sandabs. What do you think?
That way, when you go in there, you can just I'll have my Sandabs, and you don't have to pay.
I'll tell them
they're mine.
Name.
It says
my
Sammy's.
Name's crime. I don't pay.
That's right. And don't forget Sunday brunch tomorrow with a Craig's Benedict, washed down with an award-winning Bloody Mary, all at the Sandbar and Grill Wharf 2 and the Golf Mart Superstore. We're going to be talking about all the golf deals in golf retail a little bit later on this hour. We'll give those guys a call and get Vic the Sandbagger or Bill Moore or someone on the line with us. Carousel Candies, Wharf 1 in Monterey. On the left-hand side as you're walking down the wharf, you can see their beautiful, historic pink building. And it's got the taffy puller in the window, and Sammy loves those taffies.
I love them.
Because they don't
stick. I've gone through a few, but I still have some left. Gave me a big bag, you know, would last a year.
Rick and Liz Zells produce tons of homemade confections, and you can get them shipped worldwide through CarouselCandies.com. Clark A. Miller, the bankruptcy attorney extraordinaire, he's helped over 20,000 people out of financial woe. He can help you, too, at ClarkMiller.com. The Beach House at Lover's Point, their Sunset Supper menu cannot be beat. Order before 6, entrees under 10 at BeachHousePG.com. GolfGuide.net for the player in you. Elab Communications did our website at ShagBagShow.com. They can do yours, too. Will Caddy is a genius with that kind of stuff. Treehouse Mortgage, Oscar Moore is your man. The Mora team can get you all set up with a new mortgage, refis, treehousemortgage.com. The Riddle Lady of Carmel is Marcia Taylor, and she's ready to fix up your party, your wedding, your reception, your conference, your banquets, VIP events with all her beautiful riddles order at thebrittlelady.com for more information. Thebrittlelady.com. Also, Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center. Ever hear of them? Oh, yeah, we have.
Oh, I have, sure.
We'll get to that in a little bit because we do have a guest on the show with us this morning. Steve Hunt of Sotheby's. Steve helps his clients buy and sell real estate in the Monterey Peninsula area and Salinas area. Specialties include marketing and business development and staging your home for quicker sale. SteveHuntHomes.com and the Pink Flamingo Theater, innovative theater in an intimate setting next to Denny's on North Fremont in Monterey. Chris Caffrey is ready to host your films, live music plays, lectures, workshops, available for rentals, PinkFlamingoTheater.org. And also want to thank our good friends at LNG LLP, and that is Gillis Rosenthal, Johnson, Ravella, Rederer, and Sullivan, attorneys at law, full-service legal firm, highly diversified practice with offices in Monterey, San Benito, and Stanislaus counties. And LNG represents their clients in an array of legal fields, including agribusiness, corporate, transactional, municipal, land use, real estate, cannabis, civil litigation, personal injury, education, intellectual property law. It's all at LNG, LLP Attorneys at Law. And it's a Shag Bag Show for your Saturday morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Dave Marzetti, Sammy Salerno on 1460 AM and 101 FM. And it's Power Talk Radio for the Central Coast. We've got not only the guys from the Golf Mart Superstore on with us, we've got Eric Gray from the shop next door. We got Jeff Wardwell, who's going to be talking to us about a big golf tournament fundraiser coming up for Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital. And our first guest, Hillary Galbraith from Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center. And also, we're going to be talking to us specifically about a new program, about a program called Minimus. Hillary, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
To the show.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being patient, too.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
No worries,
she's very
no worries.
Patient.
No worries.
So tell us, how long have you been with Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center?
So I grew up in Monterey. I've actually been in the area for a while, and I've worked off and on for Monterey Peninsula Surgery Center.
Where'd you go to school here?
I went to York High School.
Is that right?
Yeah, went back to the East Coast for college.
Whereabouts?
Brown,
oh,
and
yeah.
Ended up moving back. My husband and I relocated back here in the last year, and I joined MPSC's administrative team, and I'm their VP of Operations. And I'm really excited to talk to you all about Minimus Institute.
Yeah, Minimus.
So a lot of people don't know that one of the most innovative healthcare organizations is right here in our backyard, Monterey Peninsula Surgery Centers. We have 5 locations. We are one of the largest locally owned, independently owned outpatient surgery providers in the state of California. If you were to look at our volume in terms of the number of patients we see and treat every day, we would be the 4th largest compared to hospitals up and down the state of California.
Wow, that's terrific.
So we're really proud of what we do. We have a 99% patient satisfaction rate. Our outcomes are excellent. This is all for outpatient surgery. And we actually look back over the last 5 to 10 years, we've seen patients from over 47 states and 10 different countries, people who have been flying into Monterey to have their surgery performed with us. And we feel like there's a real opportunity for us to really try to meet the unique pre- and post-operative needs of patients that are traveling for their care.
Hillary, is there a particular specialty?
That's a great question. We actually provide all specialties that are available to be performed in an outpatient setting. So we have 13
Tell
different
people
medical.
About outpatient. Some people don't know what that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So outpatient care, basically, it's same-day surgery.
Go in and out, right?
Exactly. You may spend the night, but essentially you will be home recovering in the comfort of your home, either that later that day or the next day. And most, a lot of people don't realize most surgeries these days can be performed in an outpatient setting.
But aren't hospitals in most medical areas doing that now? They don't want the patients to stay too long. But years ago, they would stay for a tonsillectomy, like a week.
No, it's a great question. So a lot of hospitals do own and operate ambulatory surgery centers or outpatient surgery centers. In fact, we partner quite closely with CHOMP in Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital. And most of our surgeons have privileges with all of the local hospitals.
So they do operate at the other hospitals.
Yeah, exactly. Santa Cruz and Salinas. So
how many doctors you mentioned? How many do
we have? Over 150 surgeons and anesthesiologists. So 98% of the surgeons in the area actually work closely with us.
And we've had several on the show with us.
We have. They looked at me and they wanted to operate.
Yeah.
Is that guy's in trouble. We need to operate. No, we're just kidding.
So with Minimus, we basically are letting folks and employers know up and down California, west coast of the U.S., Alaska, that you can travel to Monterey to have excellent surgical care performed. We actually are really proud to provide upfront all-inclusive pricing. I mean, where can you find that in healthcare these days? It's really hard to find. And we basically are trying to make the surgical experience as stress-free and as seamless as possible for our patients.
And the big thing, too, as you've mentioned before, and your compatriots who've been on the show, that you save a lot of money as opposed to going right to a hospital, right?
Who do you remind me of? Someone on TV.
I don't know. I'm
someone on Fox News.
Going. I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Laura Ingraham.
Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, a little
That's
bit.
Right.
Ah, a little bit.
Yeah, you do look like her.
Well, geez,
and you're glib just as she is, too.
Well, geez.
There you go.
So you're in.
I'll come back. Saturday, guys.
You
have
go.
Me back.
There you go. So why is it called Minimus?
So it's a great question. So we wanted to talk to how first thing is minimally invasive surgery. We want to talk about that we're offering the most advanced surgical approaches, but also that it's everything about surgery these days has become so overwhelming, confusing, and we're trying to make the process as streamlined and as simple.
Make it
for
minimum.
Folks.
That's
exactly.
Where you use
make
the
it,
name,
make
right?
It minimal. Everything
and the prices are minimal too,
prices
right?
Prices are minimal. We're giving our information. You know, we're trying to arm patients with the most information they can get so that they can make the best decision for their care. And then once they come into town to receive their care, we have a patient care coordinator that basically holds their hand, helps them through every step of the process, everything from booking travel to getting their pre- and post-op instructions, providing them or passing their medical information along to their surgeon, just making sure that that whole process is easy, because patients really should be focusing on their health, not about all the other details and
how much it is
that,
and how what the recovery time is, etc.
So, and this is a beautiful place to travel to. So if you can come here, have your care performed and recover for a few days and then fly home, I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, right. And that way you don't have to do it in your hometown either, you know. I mean, you know, people are not going to be looking